Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As the night settles in over Israel, a mild breeze keeps the temperatures comfortable in cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing clear skies, making it an ideal night for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, Ynet reveals the IDF discovered Hezbollah's underground drone fortress, located 200 meters beneath a Lebanese village, near Ma'ishd al-Zun. Also, just in, the Jerusalem Post reports the IDF has taken control of a massive Hezbollah tunnel in southern Lebanon, with IDF chief Zamir noting the ceasefire remains unstable. Also this hour, Times of Israel confirms the IDF captured a Hezbollah drone factory inside a mountain in southern Lebanon, which housed 50 explosive UAVs. Separately, Walla reports Chief of Staff Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir emphasized the fragile ceasefire, urging readiness for renewed military action. And finally, I-24 News covers the IDF's uncovering of a significant Hezbollah tunnel complex beneath a village in southern Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that the IDF and Shin Bet have eliminated a terrorist involved in the October 7th kidnapping from Kibbutz Nir Oz. David Collier, a journalist, posted earlier today critiquing Western media coverage of Israel's operations, noting a lack of attention to Hezbollah activities. The Israel Defense Forces announced recently that they have eliminated key figures involved in terrorist activities, including a commander from Islamic Jihad's Khan Yunis Brigade. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Ynet revelation, IDF forces discovered a sophisticated Hezbollah facility deep underground in Ma'ishd al-Zun. This facility included Iranian drones and multiple launch shafts, highlighting the scale of Hezbollah's preparations. The discovery underscores ongoing tensions and the potential for conflict near Israel's northern border. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's report, the IDF's successful takeover of a Hezbollah tunnel in southern Lebanon follows the fragile ceasefire agreement. IDF Chief Zamir's visit underscores the military's heightened alertness. This highlights the need for vigilance amidst the precarious peace. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel details the capture of a drone factory and launch site by IDF troops. This site was strategically located beneath a mountain near the border. The operation uncovered a significant threat with 50 Iranian-made UAVs. These would have posed a severe risk to Israeli civilians had they been deployed. In related news, Walla reports that during a situational assessment, Chief of Staff Lieutenant Gen Zamir stressed the need for preparedness. The fragile nature of the ceasefire means the IDF may need to resume operations at any moment. This volatile situation keeps the region on edge. Ending this section, I-24 News highlights the discovery of a comprehensive tunnel network beneath a Lebanese village. The complexities of this network reveal the extent of Hezbollah's underground operations. Such findings raise concerns about future escalations in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports the Haifa Magistrates Court has halted the auction of Holocaust items, preventing potential irreversible damage to historical commemoration. Separately, Ynet Business notes that Tel Aviv stocks have declined for a third day. Concerns over the U.S.-Iran deal and Lebanon border tensions are impacting investor confidence. And finally, CTech reveals that Lambda Labs avoided insolvency proceedings after striking a last-minute deal with a creditor, allowing it to continue its operations. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.